This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
That's how it sounded on NHL radio. Canada 3, USA 2 in overtime. Same old song and dance. Deja vu. 2010, US beat Canada in the round robin stage. Played them again in the gold medal game. Game went to overtime. Canada won. And that happened again last night in Boston. And we're going to start with this again because everybody was watching. I can't wait to
see. Including nightly sports call viewers if they listen to Richie.
I can't wait to see how granular this gets because usually with big sporting events like the Super Bowl, they'll show you what the rating was in each market.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious to see where Pittsburgh ranks among United States cities.
I have a prediction.
I think it's going to be in the top five.
Here are the cities I feel very confident in the United States in saying will be ahead of Pittsburgh. Boston, for sure.
I don't know about that.
I think Boston. Was there a Celtics game last night?
There was. But not only that,
the game Boston's, was there.
Boston's such a big city that it's tough for them.
It's a hockey town, though. Buffalo, for sure.
I think Buffalo's a good one.
Detroit, Chicago, Buffalo, Boston.
See, I was going to say Minneapolis and Buffalo.
Oh, Minneapolis is a good one.
But maybe that's it.
There's
We're
nowhere,
right there, man.
Yeah, there's nowhere in like the Pacific Northwest where it's that. You know what would be a very funny sign that hockey's really arrived? Are there enough people in like randomly in Phoenix wanting to watch Austin Matthews? Because that isn't that where he's from? Like he grew up in Arizona?
Well, the Kachuk boys are born in Scottsdale too because their dad played for the Coyotes. When they had those sick sweaters that they'd wear. The black one with the...
Oh, with all the goofy stuff on
remember
the...
Remember that,
like,
Don?
The trim
was
very...
great.
That was the most 90s jersey you could possibly have come up with, that Coyotes jersey. Bring back that and bring back the old orange, yellow, and black Canucks jersey with the skate.
They do.
The cliff.
When the Penguins played
back
there this year and gave up like 4 goals in 30 seconds, they wore those jerseys.
The Cliff Ronning and Trevor Linden era. These are guys that Donnie has never heard of in his life.
I just have a very generic question to ask to start today's show, and that's just what's your reaction to this game? Because everybody watched it, and everyone has some opinion on it, whether that's what happened, whether that's Sid, whether that's something about how USA lost, whether it's about the intensity level of the game and the quality of the game. Everybody has an opinion on this. In fact, I know that for sure because something happened today when I was at the gym that had never happened in my entire life as a sports fan. Not one time. I'm almost 40 like you. Something happened that had never happened in my entire life watching sports. They turn on ESPN at the start of First Take, at the start of a debate show, and that's the topic they began with. They talked more hockey on ESPN this morning than they have since, I don't know, ESPN stopped doing SportsCenter and running Keith Olbermann and Rich Eisen.
Dan Patrick out
like,
there.
Okay, Now it's the top of the hour. We're just going to replay the same Sports Center that we just aired at 9 at 10 back in the day when they used to do that when I was a kid.
Would you watch the re-air even though you'd watch the whole first one?
I'd watch it back a second time, absolutely.
And there wouldn't be anything new to me. I was just like, yeah, keep it on.
So they did more hockey today on those shows than they have combined over the last 10 years. Debating it, talking about it on every level, like integrating the NBA into the conversation. I mean, it was all about last night's game. Mm-hmm. And the most interesting thing I saw locally, I'm actually going to give myself credit for this because I came up with it. Mm-hmm. And the reaction I thought was extremely telling. Yes, I'm patting myself on the back.
Donnie, let's congratulate the man briefly on all of his success.
Because it occurred to me in the middle of the game, I'm like, I want to gauge how invested and interested people are in this game. So I put out a Twitter poll question. Which one would you rather see? What would you rather see happen? The USA win this game against Canada or the Penguins come back and make the playoffs this year? And almost 60% of people said, I want the USA to beat Canada and win this thing.
I just voted in it because I still can. And it ended up evening out to almost 50-50.
Right, but that's because it was after the game. But when the game was going on, it was
heavy in the USA favor.
It was 60 to 70% USA. And, man, when this tournament started, and this is a testament to the players who made it what it was and how seriously they took it, I looked at this as an exhibition. I mean, legitimately, guys like Ryan Whitney were asking, are they going to hit in this thing?
Like, are they even, like, I think Rossi, who has since said he was dead wrong about this, and credit to him for just saying I totally guessed
wrong. I'll do the same thing. I was dead ass wrong, too. I didn't think it was going to be this competitive.
Rossi said, I think beforehand, he was like, he was live blogging it for work. And so he's like, I'll be watching this and I'll be whatever, watching USA, but not with that much interest. I think these guys are going to be going 75 to 80%. I give full credit to hockey players. They desperately want to play for their flag. And it made this
That's
event.
Right.
And, it just made the event.
And especially with hockey, and maybe it goes all the way back to what happened almost 45 years ago. The anniversary, I think, is tomorrow of the Miracle on Ice. It brings out tribalism, patriotism, and jingoism more than any other sport. Because you're willing to say, I'd rather win this made-for-TV hockey event that didn't even include one of the best countries in the world at it.
One of the three best.
Yes. I'd rather do that than my team that I root for 82 nights a year rally to make the playoffs, whereas we've seen with the Stanley Cup playoffs, anything can happen.
So I have a lot of different thoughts on it. The first one is, this sounds like a fence-sitting take, but it's not. There was just some part of me that wanted to see Canada and Crosby win, and it's not like some anti-U.S. take. It's just how I felt.
I wanted to have it both ways.
I know. I saw you tweet about that, and then you tweeted right after, Freebird is still a great tune.
It is.
You know what I just loved, man, my takeaway? We got a Game 7 in intensity level, and honestly, it was better than a Game 7 because you're never going to see that much talent on each team, and even the best two NHL teams aren't going to be close to the talent level on ice, shift after shift, line after line. We got a Game 7 on February 20th.
Yes,
intensity
exactly.
Intensity-wise. I mean, like, if you know what it felt like?
Great,
a little sports treat for all of us.
100%. Great sporting events at random times when you don't expect it are just orgasmic. Exhilarating.
Amanda's felt like in, a little treat.
Amanda's in Columbus for work. So I put Stella down at 8. The game said it started at 8, but that
never
really
does.
Meant 8:30. And I was able to give that sucker my full undivided attention last night. And I was like, this is...
Okay, I'll give you another take. You got your full undivided attention. You want to know how much it drew me in? I had to do the sports call last night. I had the game recording. I got ticked off. Like, I didn't want to listen to it in the car because listening's always a little bit different. I wanted to be able to go back if I needed to and watch the third period if, like, there was a ton of action. I was somewhat annoyed. Love going on the sports call. Love talking. I was somewhat annoyed that I couldn't sit there and just watch the game last night. I just wanted to see it. And then when I got home and realized I had, like, basically beaten the overtime from ending, you know what I mean? Like, I had beaten the puck drop.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this is just get to plop my ass down in a chair here and watch this. And it just, it's awesome to watch a game. And this is why you say they started first take with it. This is the first time the NHL has sort of had more cultural cachet for a minute, had like the buzz around it compared to like the NBA.
They got a little bit of it in the finals because McDavid was trying to rally the Oilers to a win and he's the face of the league.
But
nothing like this.
This was, no, I'm talking true mainstream. Like, I think way more than that.
It was a perfect storm. Trump is like the most polarizing person on planet Earth.
Other than Taylor Swift, and he
interjected himself into this. And then the first game where the two countries who are kind of jousting with each other played, guys started getting punched in the face 9 seconds in. And I know you poo-pooed it and looked down on it, which is fine. We're not debating that again. But nothing draws people in like we're, because this is how it got spun, we're like sticking up for our country by slugging other people in the face. And that's why you had like MSNBC and Fox News and Good Morning America and the Today Show wanting to talk to coaches, players, and GMs from these games. Because it, just like Tiger Woods was able to do and Caitlin Clark has been able to do and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, like it brought people outside of hockey and outside of even sports into this game.
It crossed over.
That's why, to your point, like feeling... like you, the FOMO from having to go do the sports call last night, it honestly felt to me, just from the way I was gauging my timeline on Twitter, because we weren't on the air and we couldn't take calls then, like I was watching something that's akin to when this entire city gets together to watch a Steelers playoff game or watch a Penguins playoff game, or, you know, when the Pirates were there 10 years ago. You know, like it felt like it was a huge sporting event that everybody's eyes were on here. And that's why I threw that question out there. Like, holy smokes, people are so invested in this, they'd rather the U.S. beat Canada than the Penguins come back and make the playoffs.
It's just games with stakes.
Country over club, mostly. Not everybody does that from what I've heard.
Games like this, yeah, I still think I'm club over country. That's why I was just watching it, enjoying the fact that it was an insanely intense game. Just games of this intensity and this stakes where the players care, and the players caring is far and away the most important thing. In fact, you know, I think what is the next time they actually have something like this scheduled? Is it
the Olympics?
I'm saying like the Four Nations. Don't they have it in the
2027?
They do have it in there.
Oh wait, maybe it's
29. I thought it's no, it's not 28 because that's the World Cup.
Oh well, because I think that I think that there's like an actual All-Star game in between some of this, so maybe it is a long time.
So I think it's 29. So just games with stakes where the players are good and the players caring is just such like a rare treat, because so much of it now, like the reason it's getting compared to the NBA is because the NBA, even the players in the NBA say the All-Star game sucks. And now people are talking about, should the NBA do something like
this?
Well,
right. Because
like the best player in the league is from Serbia. Can you have NBA versus the world?
And everybody got invested in this to the point where ESPN's like, oh my God, we have the rights to these games. We actually pay people to talk about these games. So they put P.K. Subban in there like they would put Ryan Clark or Dan Orlovsky on the air on these shows. And he's just burying basketball. Like, these guys don't give a rat's ass. You know, meanwhile, I mean, he's not the best messenger of that. Like,
No, he was getting clobbered on Twitter by certain people.
I'm watching him, like, show up to Stanley Cup games with an economy-sized jug of mouthwash only to get his ass spanked by Sid. But either way, I mean, it's still entertaining, and I think in this city especially that comment resonates because we're so pro-hockey and anti-NBA.
I can't, well...
for the most part, not everybody, but you get my gist.
Well, it's trendy in Pittsburgh to be, it's fashionable to be anti-NBA at all times. Whether that reflects reality or not, doesn't even matter. You know, I came away from it thinking, this was awesome. They better not try to ruin it like they did outdoor games in the Winter Classic.
Do it too much?
They should do this like the Ryder Cup, which has the same sort of, you called it like jingoism, patriotism, nationalism. In that case, it's Europe versus obviously America. Every 2 years. And every 2 years, whoever wins it has that extra year to gloat. And whoever loses has that extra year to stew, especially if you lose in the title game. I even think if you can reintegrate Russia into it, you keep it Four Nations. And whoever finishes in last...
it's like relegation. They get kicked out. I kind of like that idea, actually.
Bump them and bring whoever... obviously, Russia would be the first one coming in.
Coming up with a good idea. You got that brain working
today. I came up with that on the sports call. Unfortunately, I don't know how many people actually saw it because they were watching the game, understandably. I just think you can make this a thing that will not get stale, that these guys are always going to care about.
Like I said...
and it could be awesome for hockey.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Flying out west from the East Coast yesterday, okay? And I'm very, very lucky he had live television on JetBlue, you know? So I'm sitting up there and I get up and you know, got to stretch. Can't just be sitting in your seat for 6 hours and all of this other stuff. And I'm going up and down the aisle, just walking, you know, let the blood circulate. I'm looking, every single TV had the hockey game. Every one of them. Everybody was watching this. And we all know why. It wasn't just because it was hockey. It was because of the intensity of the moment. And they played their tails off. I mean, there's no shame in losing an overtime 3-2.
The JetBlue test. That's what Stephen A. gave it. By the way, props to him for, I guess, flying on a non-private jet.
You think did he say first class at the start?
Does JetBlue have first class?
Yeah, they're not like Southwest, I don't think. Southwest.
Does Spirit have first class?
Don't believe so.
How about Frontier?
No, I think Spirit, I think the value carriers might have like economy plus.
All right, so he's on a flight out west. You wouldn't think Western flights are necessarily full of all kinds of hockey lovers, and everyone was watching it. USA-Canada, USA loses again.
By the way, I think it's a good, just very quick, apropos of nothing, for the next time that they do this, I think it's a good result that Canada won.
So it's like Rocky 1, you barely lose, and
yes,
then you come back. But this keeps happening. It's not the first time it's happened.
But
it's
this
not the first
this
chapter.
This is definitely like a better version of the American team, Marchand said that, than they've ever seen before in Canada.
Yeah, and it's still not good enough. That's the frustrating part.
Yeah, but you realize it's not good enough because of just like something that was a 50-50 game. And so the fact that it wasn't like almost dumb luck, wow, the Americans are really hanging
in there.
I don't
know. It kind of feels like the Bills losing to the Chiefs no matter what. Over and over again in big games.
I guess my point would be, if you're going to make that comp, I watch every Bills-Chiefs game thinking this could be the time the Bills do it, even though I don't think they will. They absolutely
they don't.
Are good enough.
Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We will be giving away 4 tickets to a big event at the end of the month to the best caller this segment at 412-928-9370. Speaking of tickets, our 15th anniversary party is just a few days away now, next Wednesday. Hampton Beer Outlet, tomorrow, 4 to 5, they're giving away tickets. And how about the casino tonight, from 7 to 2?
7 to 2?
7 to 2 a.m., yeah. TJ the DJ will be in the...
Oh, yeah. He'll be spinning.
The booth there where we do our show next to the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. And you can get tickets there. For more info, go to 937thefan.com. All right, let's see if we've got people here that want to talk about this game. 412-928-9370. Here is Vic to start us off. Hello, Vic.
Fellas, what's happening?
Oh,
man, it was
Vic.
A pleasure to meet you guys a couple of Friday nights ago. Hey, listen, man, I am not at all a hockey fan. I'd rather watch reruns of Big Brother and Amazon, whatever that show is called, Naked and Afraid. But
okay.
Let me tell you something, man. Last night, brother, I was captivated by that game. My girl, I had to switch my hug night from last night to the night. But, brother, I promise you.
Wait a minute. Is that code for sex?
Hug night?
I don't want to say that on the radio, but yeah.
Have you heard some of the
Do you have a day or night of the week where it always happens? It's like on the calendar?
Yeah, after 28 years, brother. Come on, man. You're lucky. Chill. Yeah.
I just love that they have. I imagine that there's a calendar and it just says hug night on it.
Man.
Right, man. But she know that. She usually go and get all lathered up and stuff. I'll be trying to fake like I'm asleep, but it don't work. So anyway, man, I tell you, that was a game forever, man. I just loved it so much. And Connor McDavid and Crosby on the same team, bro. I loved it. And wait, another thing. Yeah. I got Donnie's invitation to the wedding. Why haven't I got an invitation from you guys to the daggone party yet over at Rivers?
Well, I just told you how you could pick up the tickets. I mean, come one, come all. It ain't that hard.
I got to find some time.
Okay, so hold on a second. Yeah, so you brought up Sid. So is Vic in West Mifflin not that disappointed or depressed because at least Sidney Crosby won last night? We might have lost, but at least kind of one of us, our favorite son hockey player, was able to win again.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of wanted to see Genzo get a little something too, but I wasn't too disappointed either way. Either way, I didn't care either way.
That's a guy that's saying, hey, the game was so good.
Yes,
there's even
that's
like,
my take.
There's no shame. That's what Stephen A. said. There's no shame in losing this game.
I don't think any sport, it's kind of ironic because of the four major sports in this country,
what a call.
It's the least popular. Hug night into that. He had to switch hug night. I thought hug watch was a thing when guys were getting traded in sports. Hug watch, is he hugging his teammates in the dugout?
Donnie, do you guys like have appointment sex? You and Sarah were like, okay, I think Tuesday works for me. How about you? Oh, man,
no, but
sorry.
Vic said what, 28 years?
Yeah, they're barely 28 years old.
I gotta work in Ernie Banks. I got to go until 10:35. Can we do Thursday instead? I think I might be able to make
Thursday
work.
Open your appointment book. Hold on, let me check what I've got going on.
Oh, man, Thursday's a nachos night. I don't know if those two things are really going to jive.
I just do think for a lot of people, the irony is that hockey, the least popular of the four major sports in this country at large, when a game has real stakes and is as long as it's not a blowout, it's easily the most intense sport to watch. And I do think that cuts across whether you like hockey or not. The Stanley Cup playoffs have this happen on a smaller scale every year. That first round where it's just wall-to-wall games and they're all insane, it seems like. People get into that and remember, oh yeah, this is cool.
I echo what he said. I don't really feel like losing a close game took the sting out of it, like as someone that ended up ultimately wanting the U.S. to win. The fact that it was could have gone either way if not for Jordan Binnington coming up huge in overtime.
God, how about him shutting
and
people
Gensel
up?
Gensel was probably the United States' best player. Like, he had all kinds of chances to win the game, too, where he got denied on. But what makes, I mean, the thing that cleans any kind of bitter taste in the palate is the fact that Sid got to win again. And when you see him out there and he accepts whatever trophy they have for this, and you see him having another joyful moment, and it's another feather in his cap or notch in his belt as an athlete. I don't know, man. Like, any kind of bitterness or anger or sadness or any of those feelings that come with losing games like that instantly went away. Like, I would have preferred that he got the game-winning goal over McDavid, but still, it just adds to his legacy as an athlete. And in Pittsburgh, how could you be upset or mad about that? Of course I'm happy for him. Wait, he means so much
were
to hockey fans
here. Were
people
happy for him in 2010 or people like stung badly in the immediate aftermath of that game? I think they were stung pretty badly.
Yeah, I do think, though, it's Olympics versus four nations.
But the intensity just
True.
Felt every bit like
no,
an Olympic
I know.
Game.
I mean, maybe we'll have people call in and say that they're still down in the dumps today. I'm not. 412-928-9370. The first caller up says he was not a hockey fan who was so into the game, he had to switch his sex night to watch. If that does not speak volumes about exactly what I'm talking about, the way that this captured people's attention here, I don't know what does.
Sid, another thrilling overtime against the Americans for you. I'd love to know what you're feeling right now.
We fought it off late. They had a ton of momentum in overtime. Thought we dug in as much as we could. Benner made some unbelievable saves to keep us in the game. And then, obviously, you get Daveau, that big one there. That's huge. We needed that. And he came in the clutch, and couldn't be happier for him. He deserves it.
5 gold medals, or what you would call first place finishes in international competition now for Sidney Crosby. That's more than the United States has all time. That's like Tom Brady having 7 rings and no other NFL team having more than 6 like the Steelers and Patriots.
That's a stat. Right,
and so that's there. Part of the reason why, like, I don't know, maybe some other people came in today after watching that game and got wrapped up in the patriotism of it. And you're like, damn it, we lost to Canada again. They get the last laugh on us. To the victor go the spoils. They're still the best at this. Not really feeling that way. Did love the game. Couldn't stop watching it. Couldn't keep my eyes off it. First caller said he has a weekly
sexual
appointment with his wife, and they changed the date. God. They changed the night for
when
that
when you put
game.
It that way, it just sounds a weekly sexual appointment.
Yep. Best. I should have given Vic the tickets. Best call this segment on last night's game is going to win 2 tickets or 4 tickets to a big event that's coming to town next month. Later in the show, we'll give away 2 tickets to our 15th anniversary party, so stay tuned to find out how you can win those. You can also win a trip to Vegas. This is the final few days for that as part of our ultimate sports fan viewing experience for the college basketball tournament. Stay at the Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Vegas. You and 3 friends plus $20,000 to fund the trip for the first 2 rounds of the tournament. Download and listen to The Fan on the free Odyssey app. Listen each day on the app for a minimum of 1 hour. You receive entry. It's that simple. National contest that runs through this Sunday. Get the free Odyssey app now. Listen to The Fan for 1 hour each day, and you'll have a chance to win this ultimate prize pack. 412-928-9370. Here is a man who is a veteran who defended our freedoms on a number of occasions and now is making it big. It's the proprietor of the small business Barber Football Focus. I'm talking about Johnny the Barber, who is back with us. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, fellas. Did I win the tickets?
No. Are you playing O Canada in the background?
No. But I do know one person that works at the station that didn't have to change his sex night to watch the game.
Are you talking about me?
No. I'm talking like maybe a midday producer.
Oh. Jeez.
No, I am... I totally, you know, was it not into this Canada game or United States game stuff. It didn't bother me.
And
you know,
what do you mean didn't bother?
When it didn't bother you, how do you mean that?
You mean you weren't interested in USA versus Canada when you were a man that is a proud veteran? I'm very surprised by that you didn't get wrapped up in all this.
Oh, I get wrapped up, but I want to see the United States win. But I mean, it's a useless game. It's not like they beat us at football or baseball or something. I mean, it's hockey. And I don't care about hockey. It's not an American sport.
Oh, so when Mike Ruzioni scored and the United States beat the Soviet Union in 1980, you were just like, well, this is a stupid-ass game. None of this really matters. I'd rather watch Ohio State beat Indiana by 5 touchdowns.
Well, he would.
Not true. No, well, yeah, actually, I would, but not true at all. Then you're facing a former foe, you know, someone that can challenge your way of life.
Well, we had 51st state issues on the line here with this one.
Canadians are just maple Amish. They're nothing to worry about. They're benign.
Yes, Sidney Crosby is benign. One of the greatest athletes in the city's history. Mario Lemieux. First word that comes to mind, benign.
For every star that you throw up, I can throw up a Justin Bieber. I can throw up a Jake. Drake, I can throw up an Alanis Morissette. I mean,
oh my God. Anything else?
O-H-I-O.
Man, Alanis Morissette catching a big time straight.
What
there.
If he had just said on tear EO?
I mean, I think I Bieber was a good one.
Biebs. What was the point of bringing up the stars? I got so wrapped up in what he was actually trying to.
What do you mean?
So he's just...
Oh, he's just saying when I've said, like, how dare you rip Canada, Canada produced Mario Lemieux and Sidney Crosby.
Oh, and they all... Well,
two great Pittsburghers, and he said, yeah, but they also came up with Bieber and Alanis Morissette.
Alanis Morissette's pretty awesome, though. Good music. Donnie, I think he was describing this game last night, couldn't get him wrapped up because it was a babyface versus babyface match. You didn't have the typical wrestling dynamics for a title fight.
Really?
That's what he was saying about USA, USSR.
Okay, but you're saying, like, on the Canada side, they didn't look at us like a villain? Of course they did.
I just think a lot
we
of
we were the
in
bad
the
guys.
I think a lot of people in the U.S.
to them we were the bad
not
guys.
Look at it like that.
No, we look down on them as a little. Well, I guess we can't look down on them as a little brother in hockey. Maybe in everything else.
No, I think
but
that's
they
where
own
they
it.
Get, that's where they get to look down on the U.S. very much. I think the game
so
was
got
more
to puff
emotionally
their chest
charged.
Out.
I think the game was more emotionally charged from that perspective for Canadian fans. But I do think like where the U.S. where it was so popular is just because it was a very good game. I think the intensity is what appealed to people here.
Dave in Delmont is next. Hello, Dave.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I enjoyed watching the game. I was hoping Crosby scored the game-winning goal.
I scored the game-tying goal when it was 2-1. Slavin made a hell of a play.
That was awesome.
I can't stand the Tkachuk, so I was voting for the Canada to win. Hey, two quick things.
Why can't you stand the Tkachuks?
The one Tkachuk, Brady, I think, looks like Sloth from Goonies.
I just like to knock him out like I'd like to knock Wilson out from Washington.
Oh, so you just don't like them as hockey players. Okay.
You just don't like the cut of their jib, apparently. That's
exactly. Yeah, I just let you know, they remind me of some of them Flyers back in the day. Hey, did you guys ever think about, like, getting together, have a meeting with Donnie and maybe Craig and saying, hey, maybe we should have a get-together out in Westmoreland County. We got a lot of fans out there. Do you think we could go somewhere out there and
I think people
would enjoy it.
Do you want to respond to that? I think we do have a growing, budding fan base out that
so
way.
So listen to Starkey tell it back in the day. He thought 98% of our fans were concentrated east of the city.
What would be a good place out there to hold an event like that?
Hold a whole event?
Yeah.
I mean, we have our own casino out in Greensburg, which
is
attached to the Westmoreland Mall.
Isn't there a restaurant that Pomp knew of out there?
How about the Palace Theater? Isn't that where Jay Leno got beat up?
Oh, yeah.
I saw Merle Haggard there.
Palace Theater out there. They pull in some big-time acts.
Saw Merle Haggard before he died. God, us on stage sullying the Palace Theater would be something.
I mean, I think it would have been good to get out there for some sort of ticket drop if we have a big following in Westmoreland County. We haven't even gone close.
We should do like a
We got Hoagie in Westmoreland County. The poor guy's getting taken over God's green earth.
We should do something.
Can't get tickets.
We should do
we're
something.
Going close
Hoagie's being
there.
Taken care of.
We should do Hoagie's something. We should do something where we like have a Donnie goes back to his roots thing.
Donnie's homecoming. Donnie Chedrick, this is your life.
Like on the Bachelor, where they'd always
they take him back to the guy's hometown and like you can meet my family. We raised horses here at the barn.
We do a broadcast on the front lawn of Donnie's old house.
No, I mean, wouldn't it be the AM, what is it?
The AMS Club.
The AMS Club. You just head right to the AMS Club and do a nice little broadcast.
Greg is next. Hello, Greg. Greg?
Yes, hello?
Yes, you're on the air, Greg.
Oh, yes. Hey, I'm a novice when it comes to hockey.
Okay.
But I need you guys to explain something to me. America won one game. Canada 1-1. Isn't that a draw?
No, it was a round robin. So it was for the right to just get to the championship game, and then the championship game, as the late Mike Lang would have said, was in the schoolyard for all the
marbles. Bills beat the Chiefs in the regular season, and then they lost to him in the playoffs. All games are not created equal, Greg.
Okay.
Thank you. I mean, really?
That's just a round robin tournament format. That's not unique to hockey.
Can you ask AI or Google or Grok that question?
No, we want Greg to call the station. Well, maybe
that's what we want now? Hey, guys, I wasn't able to see the end of that NBA game last night. Can you guys give me the score from that? We want to turn back into
Dunlap
that now.
Dunlap used to tell me when I did 2 to 6 a.m. and Beano Cook was still alive and Colin would meet Beano for lunch. He would say, yeah, he listens, but he mainly complains about you because, as he put it, you don't give the West Coast baseball scores while you're on the air. He was listening to me just thinking,
well, that
should
have been the role of the update anchor back then, so that's actually not your fault.
There was not a single live update after like 11 p.m. on the station, even then.
Donnie, let's give Vic those tickets. He called back in. The call was just too good to not hook him up with tickets to the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show from March 7th to the 16th. Here's Mike Sullivan on last night's loss.
They were a great group to coach. It was an incredible honor to coach these guys. There's a lot of familiarity and relationships that these guys have from whether it's playing at the National Development Program, whether a lot of these guys have played together in international play, even though they might play on separate teams in the NHL. We could tell early on as a coaching staff that these guys really enjoyed being around one another. I think that chemistry carried on to the ice. We felt one of the biggest challenges in tournaments like this is to become a team. I thought they did an incredible job. You have to accept roles that maybe you're not accustomed to playing when you put a group of players like this together. Every guy brought so much professionalism, was willing to play any sort of role to try to help the team win. Couldn't be more proud of this group. Just to be around them, you could feel how much they cared. Not only about performance, but also about one another.
I hate the answer. I think he slid back into Penguins mode there. I think he slid back into Penguins now, like finding moral silver linings and moral victories and things. If you believe that you are equal to Canada,
beat them,
and it's time we beat them in one of these games, I don't really want to hear the guy that presided over the loss saying afterwards, you know, this is like, don't take anything away from this team. Like, I think it's fine for fans to say that, but I want the people that are actually coaching the team and putting the team together to sound more pissed off when we lose games like this.
Last night at 11:30, I tweeted, how the hell do you lose the best player on the planet to the point where he's that open for the winning goal?
Yeah,
Sullivan,
good point.
Tim, Sullivan trademark defensive philosophy, nothing new and now the world has seen. Scotty, I blame Tomlin. He runs the defense. Multiple other people, though. Three guys puck watching, no one picks up McDavid, a complete breakdown. That sounds like a Sully coach team to me.
I thought Sully went back to his old well when he picked his lineup for last night's game. You know that, I mean, this is going to get a little inside hockey here, so sorry for the people that are novices like the last guy that called and asked about how the tournament actually works. You knew that Matthew Tkachuk was not really healthy for this game.
Scratch Kyle
Connor. So you, exactly. So you might want someone that has a little bit more skill in their game to jump up and play in your top six. And you scratch one of America's best goal scorers to play Chris freaking Kreider last night? Yeah, that dude's basically good. Like has turned into the Rangers version of Jeff Carter this season. And they didn't take other gifted scoring players. Caulfield in Montreal got left at home. Robertson down in Dallas wasn't invited to play. Both guys in Buffalo, Thompson and Tuck, were said we're not interested. I saw one of the hosts there at WGR, my old station, was like, here's a list of all these great American goal scorers, and they were said, yeah, we don't need you because this team wanted to play a bunch of old Rangers. And that's right. A bunch of old New York guys, Brock Nelson in there too.
I mean, then I like, in a weird backwards way, I like that because now there's controversy and now there's, and the next time they do this, like put their true best team out there.
Because what happened to Sully's old, let's roll four lines.
Right.
Okay, if you're going to roll four lines,
you gotta have the
then
best,
how about you like put together the best 12?
Right, exactly.
Not some old stiff who's like completely forgotten how to play hockey for the Rangers this year. But that's classic Sully.
I'm also going to say this.
That's Sully in a nutshell.
He sounded like a guy there who wanted to win but was like thrilled that he was coaching in a game that people cared about like that. I was much more encouraged by the vacant, dead-eyed look on Matthew's face, Hellebuck's face after they cut to him following the winning goal. Those guys looked pissed, man. They looked like...
Well, I wanted to hear the coach to sound mad. A little bit more like that after the game.
Well, I don't know if he'll be the coach the next time they do this.
Really? Oh, I think he's a lock to be the Olympics coach. Oh, you mean like the Four Nations
next
or the
time
Olympics?
They do a Four Nations.
Oh, yeah, he won't be. But he'll be the Olympics coach.
Matthews,
that's one of the reasons why the Penguins won't fire him.
Matthews would have really validated himself as like the man in many ways, in like a way that's different than succeeding in the NHL, and would have validated the NHL or America as producing big time scores. He had so many chances in that overtime and just couldn't put one home.
Donnie, you guys seemed like you did it up for the game last night. Big plate of nachos went in the oven for that sucker. Oh,
that was part of dinner. That wasn't the game, but yeah, we watched the game.
Pony, I like that in our little group chat.
And had some nachos.
In our group chat, you posted a picture of nachos with like clearly identifiable toppings. And
that's
Pony's
why I
like,
didn't answer him.
Pony's just like, what's on all? What's on those bad boys?
There's like a
jalapenos right there.
There's like a melted sauce on there. I didn't know what that was.
Like a little bit of queso, you mean?
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just post a picture of like a steak and Pony goes, oh, what is that you're eating there?